5.3.4. Relationships. The fourth finding related to the importance of relationships, which reflects the preamble, and Articles 8, 9, 15, 16, 19, 26, and 28 of UNCRPD. Interviewee responses suggested that the adequacy of their housing and living arrangements were directly impacted by the relationships between the disabled family member, the family, and support workers or service providers. When families felt that support workers could not be trusted to meet the needs, will and preference of the disabled family member, this added to the pressure on both the families and the disabled family member. As a result, the well-being of the disabled person was often compromised and or put at risk. When a positive relationship existed, and families felt they could trust the support workers or service provider, the standard of living increased. Several family members noted that even having one positive relationship could make all the difference on the family and disabled individual's well-being. A high turnover rate of support workers was identified as a major challenge, as well as the significant amount of unpaid time and resources families had invested into training support staff. All of the interviewees who identified as primary caregivers were mothers. This highlights the gendered nature of care and the risks experienced by mothers and children when housing and living standards are compromised. This monitoring research also showed how positive relationships with people in positions of power have the potential to improve or fast-track the improvement of living conditions. This was particularly true when people in positions of power had had personal experience with disability, specifically, people with multiple and complex disabilities.